The International Organization for Migration reports 1 million Iraqis have been displaced since the bombing of a Shiite shrine in the city of Samarra in February 2006. It says some 60,000 people in Iraq are being uprooted from their homes every month because of sectarian violence. IOM spokeswoman Gemini Pandya says the country is facing its worst ever displacement crisis. She says the displacement is going on longer than anyone had imagined, and she says this is causing the humanitarian situation to worsen every day.
People who had been hoping to return to their homes after a short period of time are now having to come to terms with the fact there is no light at the end of the tunnel in view. And IOM's mid-year review confirms that the trends observed at the end of 2006, the fact that host communities are struggling hard to cope with the sheer weight of numbers of people arriving needing shelter, food, and other facilities.
Pandya says the competition for limited resources such as food, water and sanitation, health care and jobs is fierce. She says lack of security is hampering the delivery of humanitarian assistance. Despite the enormous risks, she says aid workers continue to help vulnerable people. She says they would be able to reach many more of those in need if they had more resources.
Given all of this and a clear awareness around the world of the situation in Iraq, we are finding it rather difficult now to understand why it's proving so hard to find the resources to provide the basic humanitarian assistance that is so clearly needed. Since we launched our appeal in mid-June for Iraq for 2007 and 2008, we have received only 18% of an appeal for $85 million. I think it's important to stress that funds are needed not just to meet humanitarian needs, but also to limit the undoubtedly socioeconomic impact of this crisis.
Pandya notes the length of displacement and the continued situation of insecurity is entrenching community divisions. She warns these sectarian divisions could become irreversible if the world fails to act now to help those forced through violence to flee their homes. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.